Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Get a little promotion of the PM team on Monday a little bit early today.
So the AM team's in the PM today. And the PM team is back in the PM Monday, right? Did I get this right?
I'm in the same role. We started this station in February of 2010. We're coming up on a 10-year anniversary. Do you believe that?
That's crazy.
You're in the same position. Colony is in the same position. I think that's it, isn't it?
Yeah, as far as in the same time slots.
Yeah, I mean.
Pretty much, yeah.
You know, Starkey's been here since day one, but in different time slots.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
I think I'm the only one other than you two stars.
Maybe they'll flip you and Zeiss someday. You guys,
don't tell me that. I don't want to have anything to do with Zeiss in any way.
You'd love to do a porch tour. Are you kidding?
I wouldn't mind that.
There's beverages and food and
a party. Free and free light are my two specialties. We're going to get back to the calls. We're talking serious. I just wanted to ask you one thing, Jeff. We're talking about your thoughts on camp. How are they going to divvy up the playing time at inside linebacker? Is Bush going to start the first game in New England? How are they going to use Barron? And I know he's kind of a hybrid guy. And how about Vince Williams? What's going to happen with him?
I would think it would be Vince Williams and Mark Barron to start against Tom Brady because it's Tom Brady. But Devin Bush, his qualities would fit against a passing team, and that's what New England most likely is going to be.
Even though he gave up some passes the other night, he still has to work on that a little bit.
Well, I think both of them still have work to do. The problem with the Steelers' defense, I think they're going to be okay covering the pass. The thing is, and we saw it, Jacksonville most notably, I mean, they have a chance. Teams could run them over. I mean, they're not big. I mean, Bence is their best run stopper. And I don't know how much time he's going to see. I mean, he's going to play, but how much are teams in, you know, run sets anymore? I mean, even on third and one, I mean, the Steelers on third and one throw the football. I mean, how often do you want? I don't know. I think as the year goes on, I think you'll see more snaps to Bush and Barron, and Vince will be third on the list.
All right, Jeffrey, we'll look forward to your 11 o'clock update. I want to talk a little Pitt football with you a little bit later in the program. Eric Hagman is in the building. We're going to talk some Penn State football with him as well a little bit later. Pirate stuff coming your way. But I want to continue the Steelers talk here as they get ready for the second preseason game. As Tomlin put so eloquently yesterday, the sand is going through the hourglass real quickly. They're running out of time to make impressions. What do you want to see tomorrow night? What do you like so far? What concerns you so far? 412-928-9370. The time is 10:46. It's brought to you by DQE Communications. For reliable business internet, depend on DQE. Let's get back to the lines and go out to Staten Island and Lou. Hi, Lou. How are you this morning?
Hey, Ron, how's your summer doing so far?
It's going fast, man. It's football season. When that happens, summer's kind of over, you know?
Yeah, you know, I love summer, but the good thing about it is that when it ends, here come the Steelers, right?
Well, I kind of wish summer would go a little longer, but go ahead. That's okay. None of us can control that, right?
That's right. That's right. Ron, there's a few things. You know, you guys are just talking about it. I think the run defense is a potential issue as well. We'll see about that, but you know, I'm not usually a big guy, like, you know, for the first week of the year, but being the circumstances and who we're playing, I really think this first game could be big. Let me say why. I mean, if we somehow
now, first
go up
game,
there
you're
and
talking
beat them,
about, you're talking about New England.
Yeah, of course. Okay. All right, which we know, you know, we're going to be 7-point underdogs, and we never went up there. But if we can go up there and beat them, it sort of like washes away all of the past, you know, all of the crap that we've been putting up with the last year or so. And it springboards us. I think it gives us confidence more than usual because of the circumstance of what happened over the last season and the summer and all these other issues that we've had. And if you look at the schedule, we got Seattle at home week two, and then we go out to San Francisco, which I already have pinned in as a loss. So if we lose a New England game, that's 1-2 start compared to maybe 2-1, or who knows, you know, maybe even 3-0 if we somehow beat New England. But worst case scenario for us, I see 9-7. Best case scenario, 12-4. I do think we're going to win the division, like you said, and it's going to come down to, well, where's our seed? Where's our home games? Are we playing New England again? Who are we facing? But I do like the team. I haven't spoken to you in a while. I love the fact that what's going on with Antonio Brown out there. I mean, good luck, Oakland. Enjoy that blast. You know what I mean? And three guys I think that are the most important part of the team going into the season. Terrell Edmonds, number one, needs to take that next level and really help out defense. Obviously, Devin Bush, number two. And one guy nobody's been talking about, this kid Steve Nelson that we picked up. If he could solidify the other side of the field with Joe Hayden, that'll really help our defense.
Yeah, I think so, too. And, you know, Steelers invested a lot in him, and they haven't really been good picking cornerbacks. You know, maybe Nelson will be the answer. You make some good points, Lou. I'm not sure getting New England opening night isn't the best thing that could happen. We saw that. Was it last year? Kansas City just went there and torched them in the opening game, if I remember correctly. You know, they might tend to start a little slow. I don't know if it's a Super Bowl hangover. You know they're going to be celebrating their Super Bowl title. That's going to be the pomp and circumstance. You know that's going to be crazy. Might be a good night to get them, you know? And like you said, you start off 1-0, man, all of a sudden you feel a whole lot better about yourself, no doubt.
Yeah, Kansas City went up there and put up, I think, 45 on them. They had like 28
yeah,
at the half.
And I mean, I remember thinking, oh, man, maybe this is the end. Maybe this is the end of Brady. You know, shame on me, right? Wrong again, as they say.
Yeah, you, me, and everybody else are waiting for something. I just don't think it's ever going to happen. And, you know, it is what it is. We can't focus on that because if we do, we'll be miserable, all of us. So let's let that be what it is. Let's focus on ourselves. And James Conner, too. I mean, before he got hurt, he was having a tremendous season. If he could just come close to that. And the other two running backs, too. I mean, you know, the kid that they put in against the wing, they're 145. Nobody talks about him. He's got talent. This kid Snell, I think, is going to be okay. So I'm well loaded on offense. I'm not worried there. Offensive line needs to stay healthy. That's the most important part.
Well, the quarterback, and thanks, Lou, man. I appreciate it. The quarterback has to stay healthy, too. That's obvious. And Pouncey, I see, returned to practice yesterday. That's good news. I just think he's so invaluable. I think he's their best offensive lineman. I know DeCastro's really, really good. And Big Al is a pro bowler. Ramon has done a nice job for a long time in the league. I just think Pouncey is and Filer looks like he's taken over that position, the right tackle position. Everybody thought it would be competition, but it looks like he's going to be the guy. I think the offensive line is really good, but you got to keep the right people healthy. And for me, obviously DeCastro, but certainly Pouncey. I just think he's on his way to the Hall of Fame, what he's done so far. Not there yet, but I think he's that good. And he's the one guy to me, other than maybe Ben, other than maybe Hayden, that they really can't afford to lose. We'll see what happens tomorrow night in the stadium, as Mike Tomlin likes to talk about game two. Steelers get their home exhibitions out of the way here early, and then they have to go on the road to Tennessee next weekend, and then the following Thursday at Carolina, the traditional ending. I'm real eager to see if Mahomes plays tomorrow, how much he plays, and what the Steelers' defense does against him. Tomlin did say the other night that he's going to play more of his starters. Didn't say who wouldn't play. You have to think the guys that have missed practice, like Hayden, for instance, won't play. I guess Ben is the only one that he ruled out tomorrow. Mason Rudolph going to start, then Dobbs and Devlin Hodges. Hodges, they can get him in there, but it's going to be eager to see what the first defense, if a lot of them play, and what they do against Mahomes, if indeed he ends up playing tomorrow night. All right, Jeff has an update coming at 11. We're going to get into some Pirates talk in the next hour with Joe Block, but I want to talk to Jeff a little bit about Pitt football. You realize their season opens tomorrow, 2 weeks from tomorrow night. Where does it go? Penn State season opens 2 weeks from tomorrow, little different games. Penn State has what should be a gimme win at home against Idaho. Pitt not nearly the same. They have Virginia at home, an ACC game. very rarely a night game, as a matter of fact. Very rarely you see these teams start with league games, but this is, you know, the ACC network is cranking up. I think they want some real good programming right off the start, and it's going to be Pitt and Virginia. So we'll talk to Hathorn about Pitt, get into some Pirates, talk back to the Steelers again later. Ed Bouchette will be joining me at 1 o'clock. 1 hour in the books, three to go. We got a lot of ground to cover. I'm Ron Cook. It's Cook and Joe on Sports Radio, 93.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.